Blog Talk Radio.
Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture. Somebody get paid just to polish it. Look the devil right in the eyes and won't acknowledge it. For some it's automatic that they turn into some college kids. But my kind won't make it out the hood without a scholarship. Faced with adversity that some will never understand. Why be in denial when you know you had the upper hand? Playing used to rally downtown in my city, and you wonder why the race relationship's so shitty? Show no pity, that's the motto of the PC. It ain't just my city, it's all over the TV. Martin Luther King, I think about the dream he had for a nation that turned him less than 6 feet. And I ain't saying that the government sent the hit, but the timing show make it a coincidence. I try to see the big picture through a small frame and never take no wooden nickels when they all change. Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see
they say a picture's worth a thousand words. So when your words ain't visible, it cause concern. I live and learn to the point where I can see it coming. The loudest mouth in the room ain't really about nothing. That nigga bluffing, check his resume, it ain't legit. You know the one that bought the ocean but ain't got a ship. You know the one that bought the sixes but ain't got a whip. You know the one that bought the tech nine and ain't got a clip. These boys a trip, I done heard it all, seen it all before. Boys be more like shaved ice when they claim they Tony Snow. Say they Don Juan and got passport bitches. But why you in the club with some trash bags with you? Say you out there ballin' and you're coming up quick. But it ain't worth having things if you can't own shit. MC Breeze told you ain't no future, no frontin'. Keep that shit to Birdman with all of that stun. Homie, I hope you see the big picture, cause everything ain't what it seems. And when you get what you ain't paid for, somebody owe, cause ain't a damn thing free. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture, 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 picture. I hope you see the big picture.
All right, welcome to the Bamba Party Radio Network. This is the Big Picture with Brother Melvin Siri Jr. And I am currently about 12 to 15 minutes away from the Candlelight Vigil for Jonathan Pryce. Let me get the business out of the way first. Those of you who may be interested in joining Panther Party, send your information to thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. Again, that's thepantherparty1966@gmail.com. Also, if you have a business you would like advertised, you can send that information to the same email address. Peace, power, and love, family. This broadcast is going to be coming live from Wolf City. Ran into some traffic delays getting here, but going to pay my respects to my aunt, Marcella, and to my cousin. So I really did not have an opportunity to get to know, and it's sad to say that. Nonetheless, excuse me, that's family. Jonathan Pryce is a young 31-year-old black male who was one of the good ones, who was gunned down by a coward cop on Saturday night, Saturday evening, Saturday night. So the story goes, they were passing a gas station and saw a young man brutalizing a young woman, and he stopped to render aid, him and a friend. And in the midst of this, he was tased, not only tased, shot three times, once in the chest, twice in the back. And this story is fresh. It just happened. When I saw my aunt on the news last night, broken, I knew that I had to come here tonight to be a part of this. That is family. And even if it's not blood-related family, every time this happens, it's like family. Because it's one of us. It's one of our brothers, one of our sisters. One who looks like us, who resembles us, who has a mother like us, a father like us. And we continue to come up missing in action. For no reason. And this is another situation where there was no reason for him to be tased nor shot. He had his hands up, no weapon. And the situation occurring had already been de-escalated when the police showed up. And there is footage that the gas station had, and they turned over to the police, but have yet to turn it over to the family, which is complicity. And when these types of circumstances happen, this is why I stress so much why it is important for us to come together and stay together. Because if we stay together, these types of circumstances and situations will stop. They'll cease to happen. Because we will have unified in a way that will require their attention. And that is absolutely what is required. That is absolutely what is needed right now. Our coming together and staying together for the long haul. I'm about 7 to 9 minutes away now. I may actually cut the show short. I may actually go live once I get on scene. I hate to try to commentate everything that will be going on, and I'm sure there will be a lot going on in the midst of what has happened. Unfortunately, once again, another family my aunt has to suffer this pain. I'm tired of this, y'all. And I constantly have said the longer that we ignore the problem, it will eventually make it to our doorstep. And this is a prime example. And we've got to be more vigilant with to stop giving them the benefit of the doubt. And I am sure that once this young man and police arrive on the scene, once Jonathan saw this, I'm sure he wasn't worried and had no idea what was about to happen. Forever and for good. And town, population. They haven't arrested him, and that is a must. It may have been a mistake, but you don't mistakenly shoot someone once in the chest and twice in the back after tasing them. And after you tase someone, that is enough. That is enough force a suspect, any suspect. But time and time again, we see the overuse of force, and especially when it comes to our people. And I, for one, am tired. This is not the first time that this has happened to one of my family members at the hands of these cowards. We have definitely come to a point where we have either got to stand up or we will continue to be laid down. Not just laid down, laid to rest. And like I say, I for one am just tired of being sick and tired, and I'm tired of seeing us always being the receivers of violence, the receivers of brutality, unnecessarily. I am almost on the scene. And I can tell by the traffic action that is going to be quite a few people here because, like I say, Wolf City is a very small town where basically everybody knows everybody. And there's a lot of traffic moving around right about now. I'm sure more than is normal at this time of the night, especially here in Wolf City. Okay, I'm trying to get over to the
actual store. And they have the street blocked off, so I'm sure, like I say, there are quite a few people that are here right now. Because, like I say, he was one of the good ones and popular amongst everyone. So this is another situation like with Botham John, where we lose one of our good ones. And me and one of my brothers were talking last night, and we were like, you know, considering that he was 31 years old, being a black man in America, and doing the right thing, that speaks volumes in itself, with all the obstacles that as black men and women in this country. And so to being taken away in the manner in which he was taken away is so unfair and unjust, and it is just to a point where enough is enough. Okay, I am on site. I know I am on site because I see all of the cars that are parked. I'm going to try to find me a parking spot. I guess I will have to walk over there, trying to get as close as I can possibly get. And yeah, I do see there are quite a few people standing by watching. I see the police are on scene. I see that the, I am definitely going to have to park, and I think that I am going to go live on my page for this. Yeah, this is definitely an event. Definitely an event. So I hate to get off of, but I also want to be a part of this, and I know that you all will not be able to hear thing that's going on, and I definitely am about to park and walk up here so that I can get some video. I do appreciate everyone that listens, everyone that joins in every week. This is just really one of those unforeseen circumstances that happen. And I like to try to be hands-on when I can, and especially being that it was a family member that was involved, I want to definitely, like I say, get up close, and I'm going to probably go live on my Facebook page, which is Melvin Sherry Jr., and you all are more than welcome to come over to the live and join in. I will probably come back on. I'll probably come back on once we are done here. But I do appreciate everyone who took the time to get on and listen. You all take care of yourselves. I love you all from the heart. I'm going to get out of here. Peace, power, and love. Like I always say, let's plan, let's organize, and let's unify, y'all. We need each other. We definitely need each other. So let's try to work on that. I'm out. Peace.